Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anthides, let's get to it. It's Monday, March 4th, 2019. Welcome to day 774. The House Judiciary Committee launched a broad investigation into possible obstruction of justice, corruption, and abuse of power by Trump and his administration. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler sent letters demanding documents from more than 80 family members, business associates, political confidants, and entities that are tied to Trump, including the Trump Organization, the Trump Campaign, the Trump Foundation, the Presidential Inaugural Committee, the White House, Trump Jr., Eric Trump, Jared Kushner, Hope Hicks, Steve Bannon, Sean Spicer, the NRA, and others. The Judiciary Committee has jurisdiction over impeachment, and any hearings that explore whether Trump committed high crimes and misdemeanors would take place before that panel. Meanwhile, Mitch McConnell says he expects the resolution that would overturn Trump's emergency declaration to pass in the Republican-led Senate, but not survive a veto by Trump, after Rand Paul became the fourth Republican to announce that he would vote for the disapproval resolution. Quote, "We may want more money for border security," Paul said, "but Congress didn't authorize it. If we take away those checks and balances, it's a dangerous thing," end quote. Trump has promised to veto the resolution if it does reach his desk, which would be the first veto of his presidency. Neither the House nor the Senate have the votes required to override a presidential veto. Meanwhile, The New Yorker is reporting that Trump ordered Gary Cohen to pressure the Justice Department to block AT&T's acquisition of Time Warner, which owns CNN, just a few months before the Justice Department eventually filed suit to stop the merger in the summer of 2017. The next day, Trump declared the proposed merger not good for the country. Trump called Cohen, then the director of the National Economic Council, into the Oval Office, along with John Kelly, and said to Kelly, quote, "I've been telling Cohen to get this lawsuit filed and nothing's happened. I've mentioned it 50 times and nothing's happened. I want to make sure it's filed. I want that deal blocked," end quote. And finally, a coalition of 21 states filed suit to block the Trump administration's changes to the Title X family planning program, which would shift tens of millions of dollars from Planned Parenthood and put them toward faith-based pregnancy clinics. The new rule would affect more than 4 million low-income women who receive services including cancer screenings and pregnancy tests through the Department of Health and Human Services program. And in the polls, NBC News says 41% of voters say they would vote to re-elect Trump in 2020, while 48% say they would probably vote for the Democratic candidate. 58% do not think that Trump has been honest and truthful regarding the Russia probe, and 60% disapprove of his recent national emergency declaration to build a border wall. And now to the notables. One, Roger Stone suggested that he has been framed by Robert Mueller in an Instagram post, which possibly violates the gag order barring him from criticizing the prosecutors in the criminal case against him. Two, Trump blamed Michael Cohen's congressional testimony for the reason negotiations with North Korea collapsed. Three, North Korean hackers continued to attack the computer networks of more than 100 companies in the United States and ally nations while Trump was meeting with Kim Jong-un last week. And four, Trump has made 9,014 false or misleading statements over the last 773 days. He averaged around 5.9 claims per day during his first year, he hit nearly 16.5 per day in his second year, and in 2019, he's on track to average nearly 22 per day. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Anthides.